Massive layoffs are coming in 2024. Are you ready? So I was reading an article from Newsweek. Massive layoffs are coming in 2024. And it made me think about our industry. And the catalyst for the massive layoffs in this article is AI. They surveyed 900 companies. Resume Builder, I think, was the company that administered the survey. 900 companies. And out of the 900 companies, 4 in 10 suggested they were going to lay people off this year, this coming year in 2024, because the AI efforts within their organization had advanced such that they felt comfortable doing that. So 4 in 10 companies laying people off, and the replacement team member is AI. The rote routine work that has been automated over the last, whatever, four to six years, plus minus, is now gaining a mass appeal. And bigger companies, a lot more companies are making advancements such that they feel comfortable laying people off. And I think multifamily is not immune to this, right? We've been talking about automation and centralization for 20 years in this industry. Centralization for 20 years, automation certainly in the last, say, 2 to 4 years, with a real emphasis. So all that being said, I think it's important for us to make sure, if you're thinking about yourself a little bit selfishly, you need to make sure that your performance in your organization is in advance of everyone around you. Now, that's not to suggest that you need to set yourself in competition with your team members. All of us need to work together to make sure that our performance and the outcomes as it relates to our performance are in advance of our competition, certainly, but within an organization, make sure that you are a star performer as it relates to the role and responsibility that you have in the organization. The second thing is you really have to embrace, we've been talking about this for years on Multifamily Collective, embrace automation, embrace AI. I've talked about if you are in an organization and you're the first one to go about automating your rote and routine work, and you teach others within your organization how to automate the rote and routine work that they are responsible for, you become known as the AI expert. You become known as the automation expert within your organization. You almost create a job for yourself. So my encouragement to you is to embrace and leverage AI. It's not too late, but you certainly need to get on the bus and make sure that you're working in an effort to automate whatever it is you do today and then help others automate their workflows as well. Thirdly, network. Networking and skill enhancement. I think it is incumbent upon everyone right now to get out there and network within your industry as it relates to the AI that is being put against your workflows. Get out in the broader industry set and figure out what other people are doing in other types of industries in order to automate their workflows, and what tools and tips and techniques do they have to share with you. Get those things. Take classes. Take automation or AI classes, generative AI classes. Really understand what you're dealing with here. Your competitor no longer is that person sitting next to you, right? In terms of making sure that you're employable on a go-forward basis. It's not your team member. It's not even your competition outside of your own four walls. It is AI. It's the digitization and the automation of your work. That's what you're up against. And you need to go out and learn how to work these tools and understand these tools and make application of these tools in the organization and do it now. 24, the accelerating pace of change as it relates to AI is only going to become faster and more advanced in 24 and certainly into 25. The work that we're looking at today, the way work is even organized, we've been talking about this for years. The biggest disruption to business on a go-forward basis is business hierarchies and business workflows. It's not disruption as it relates to competition. It is disruption as it relates to the way business is organized on a go-forward basis. And you, it's incumbent upon you as an individual, a participant in this world, in business, in the community, et cetera, get your arms wrapped around this stuff, learn how to use it. Experiment at night, early in the morning, on the weekends, and make application of those things in your business. Otherwise, the future is bleak I don't mean to sound like an alarmist, although I, in some respects, want to sound like an alarmist because I want people to really get serious about it, because it's coming for your job. And it's not just, you think about the multifamily industry, it's not just site level positions. In fact, I would go so far as to say that corporate level positions are even more at risk all up and down the hierarchy than your site level positions. Now, there are companies out in the multifamily industry certainly that have gone to like no people in the office. They saw people, no people in the office, so that it impacted the site level team member in that particular organization. They have 50, it's a REIT, they have 50 or 60, and I think they're on pace to have 70 to 100 properties completely peopleless or humanless in 2024, 2025. And that's going to become a trend in the industry. But the corporate level positions in organizations, I think accounting is most at risk. That's my personal opinion. Accounting is most at risk because most of that work can be automated or outsourced, offshored. It can be done quite a bit less expensively in other areas of the world. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Whatever you think about that or feel about that, it is a reality. The cost of labor is different, and the work is not such that it can't be automated or outsourced. It's already happened, and it will continue to happen as cost-cutting measures become more pronounced in 24 and 25. So anyway, long story short, I'm sort of rambling now, but corporate-level positions are at risk. Site level positions are at risk. They've been at risk for a long bit of time. It's time to upskill, reskill, get yourself educated as it relates to automation and certainly AI and the use cases for that in an organization, in a business. And don't forget about the business hierarchy completely. The business plan is going to be completely blown up. The business structures, the governance systems are going to be completely blown up in 24 and 25. I didn't mean for this post to be a predictive one for 24, but that's it. My prediction for 24 is that we are really going to see the system blown up in a way that impacts your business hierarchy and the way that business gets done on a daily basis. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.